This month's study has been on a season of praise and giving thanks. The season of praise and giving thanks, and tonight's subject is ingratitude. What is ingratitude? Ingratitude is an attitude that lacks gratitude and thanks. And tonight's text is found in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. So if you got a Bible, turn to Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. All right, and it says this: the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. Romans 1:20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. So in Romans 1, verses 18 through 23, Paul writes about God's wrath against the wickedness of some people. It says in verse 18 that these people suppress the truth of God's existence by their wickedness. Because the knowledge of God can be seen in all of His creation. His invisible qualities, eternal power, and divine nature can be seen in creation, so that all are without excuse. Verses 19 through 20. So friends, I'm here to tell you tonight, when you look at the complexity and the beauty of the human body, this is the effect. You've got to see that there is a God, a creator behind the human body. When you look at the beauty of nature outside, the blue sky, the beautiful day that we had, the grass, the trees that are turning colors. When you look at the beauty of nature, right, the effect, you've got to know that there is a cause behind that. And that cause is God, the creator. And that's what Paul is writing about in Romans 1, verses 18 through 23. Now, he's saying that there's people out there that know about God, that know about the existence of God, but they suppress that truth. They suppress it. It's like they're ignoring the God that exists out there. And the key tonight is in verse 21, and it says this. Let me reread it. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him only as God, nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. So these people that Paul is writing about in Romans chapter 1 have knowledge about God because His invisible qualities are seen in the creation, right? But then he writes in verse 21 that they neither gave thanks to God. Giving thanks to God for what? For His mercies, for His goodness, for the gift of life. So those are the key words. These wicked people did not give thanks to God. Is that making sense here tonight? All right. This not giving thanks to God is the sin of what? These words in verse 21, that they did not give thanks to God, is the sin of ingratitude. The sin of ingratitude. Now, let me ask you this. Why are people ungrateful towards the kindnesses of other human beings? Why are some people ungrateful, unthankful towards the kindnesses of other human beings? Because people at the roots are selfish. They struggle with the sin nature. Like if somebody's really hot out there and they need a bottle of water and you give them a bottle of water, they take that bottle of water and they chug it down and never say thank you. They're just thinking about themselves, right? Because at the root, humanity is selfish. And especially in America, think about it. In the land that we live in a land of plenty. We live in a land of prosperity here in America. Would you agree? This is a land of plenty. You get plenty of food at this place, right? You get plenty of shelter at this place. And, you know, when there's plenty and prosperity, people feel entitled to things. And they don't feel that they need to express thanks for those blessings. So there's this attitude of ingratitude that permeates people in the world, and especially here in America. And it's a sad state of affairs. And people carry this same attitude of ingratitude over to God. They may not thank other human beings, right? You might do something nice for somebody, and maybe that person doesn't thank you because they're ungrateful. But a lot of people carry the same attitude of ingratitude over into their relationship with the Almighty God. And these are the people that Paul is writing about in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. Now, think about this here tonight. Did you know that this attitude of ingratitude is equivalent to saying to God, God, I know about you. God, I know that you exist because I can see it in nature. I can see it in creation. God, I know you're out there. But I don't want to place faith in you. I don't want relationship with you. This is my life, and I do with my life what I want to do with it. Let me say it again. The attitude of ingratitude, the sin of ingratitude, is equivalent to the attitude of rebellion, like the prodigal son had in Luke chapter 15. There's a lot of people out there in this world saying, God, I know you're out there. There's got to be a God out there. Look at the beauty of creation. And maybe some of you here tonight have struggled with that, knowing that there is a God out there, knowing that God exists. But maybe you've said to God, God, I know you exist, but God, this is my life. I do with my life what I want to do with it. I will look at the things I want to look at, even though it's not good. God, I will do with my body things that are wrong. God, I will think things I shouldn't think. Thoughts of revenge. Thoughts of retaliation, thoughts of anger, even though, God, I know it's not right to think these things. That's a rebellious attitude, friends, and I'm here to tell you again, hear it again, the sin of ingratitude is equivalent to the sin of a rebellious attitude, saying to God, this is my life, and I do with it what I want to do. And this is what Paul is writing about in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. People who know that there's a God out there, people who know that there's a creator, but still do with their lives what they want to do. I don't want to be there. How about you? All right. I'm here to tell you tonight, and it's the Word of God, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. How many would agree with that? 1 John 1:5. God is light. And those that express thanks to God, gratitude to God, faith in God are in the camp of the children of light. Let me say it again. Those who express thanks to God, gratefulness to God, are in the camp of the children of the light. And hear this tonight. If you're living without gratitude towards God, you are not with the light. And you're slipping deeper and deeper into the darkness. And that's exactly what Paul writes here. He says that in verse 21, they gave no thanks to God, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. If you're not expressing thanks to God, friends, you're slipping more into darkness because God is light. And I don't want to be known as a child of darkness. How about you? All right, eternity is at stake. So we want to do away with the sin of ingratitude, right? So what is the way, let me ask you tonight, what is the way to uproot an attitude of ingratitude that you may have? And you may be struggling with this in your life tonight. Maybe there's a root, an attitude of ingratitude in your heart this very night. What is the way to uproot an attitude of ingratitude that you may have in your heart? What's that way? Anybody? Anybody have any ideas out there tonight? Repent, he says. Anybody else? Anybody else? Confession, all right. Anybody else? How do you uproot an attitude of ingratitude towards others, towards the Almighty God? By practicing gratitude on a daily basis. Even though it may be tough, you still give thanks. Now, friends, this is the Thanksgiving month, right? November. We celebrate Thanksgiving Day on Thursday, November 22nd, 2012. Thanksgiving, historically, was a religious observation to give thanks to God. In 1623, The pilgrims held a Thanksgiving celebration for God's many blessings on the land, one being a 14-day reign. And civil authority also ordered recognition of this celebration. So Thanksgiving has its roots in giving thanks to the Creator God. And we're in the Thanksgiving season. Now think about this. There's a lot to think about tonight. What you do daily becomes a habit. What you do on a daily basis becomes a habit. So to displace a bad thing, what do you start doing? To displace a bad thing, start doing a good thing consistently. And you'll begin doing it automatically. Start saying thank you to one person a day for something. See, maybe there's people here tonight that have been living with this attitude of ingratitude. Grumbling, complaining, you know, day in and day out. And that's a bad thing. How do you displace that bad thing with a good thing, with gratitude? By starting to practice thankfulness on a consistent basis. Find one person a day that has done something good for you and give them thanks. Maybe they filled your cup with water. Maybe they, I don't know, maybe they gave you a cup of coffee. Maybe they just said something nice to you. Just say thanks in return. Maybe there was somebody in the past who's had a positive impact in your life. Maybe it was a grandparent, a parent, an aunt, an uncle. Somebody in your life who has had a positive impact on you. I encourage you during Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving month, to think about that person, write them, call them, and express your thanks to them. Is that making sense here tonight? All right, it's the Thanksgiving season. Now, listen to this from USA Today, back in 2008. This lady Kim writes, Kim Painter, she says, saying thanks is good for you. She writes about two researchers who study the power of gratitude. And it says this, that people with high blood pressure not only lower their blood pressure, but feel less hostile and are more likely to quit smoking and lose weight when they practice gratitude. In one study, patients just called a research hotline once a week to report on the things that made them grateful. People who care for relatives with Alzheimer's feel less stress and depression when they keep daily gratitude journals listing the positive things in their lives. Those who maintain a thankful attitude through life appear to have lower risks of several disorders, including depression, phobias, bulimia, and alcoholism. Most people can lift their mood simply by writing a letter of thanks to someone. Hand deliver the letter, and boost in happiness can last weeks or months. Practicing gratitude in these systematic ways changes people by changing brains that are wired for negativity, for noticing gaps and omissions. Emmons says, when you express a feeling, you amplify it. When you express anger, you get angrier. When you express gratitude, you become more grateful. This is called your health. Giving thanks can make you healthier and happier. So this is good, right? If you're living with a thankful attitude toward other human beings, you will be physically healthier. Ultimately, we're to display this attitude of gratitude to the Almighty God. How many would agree here tonight? We're to be thankful to other human beings, right? People that you relate with on a daily basis. But ultimately, we're to express our thanks to God. Think of a thing today you can thank God for. That He kept you alive today. That you've got a beating heart. That He's giving you this awesome shelter. That He's giving you other people around you that you can talk with when you're in need. Think of a thing a day that you can thank God for. Anybody out there want to shout out something that you can thank God for? Anybody? Real quick. For what now? Health. Anybody else? For what now? A warm meal. Anybody else? For what? Good friends. Anybody else?
Our kids.
Our kids. Okay, that's good. All right, you know, God appreciates an attitude of gratitude. Let me say it again. God appreciates an attitude of gratitude. It shows that you have faith in Him. It shows that you want more relationship with Him. And you know, gratitude towards God daily will strengthen your walk with Him. Gratitude towards God daily will strengthen your walk with Him. Is that making sense? It'll strengthen your relationship with God. Psalm 100, if you have a Bible, let's turn there. Psalm 100, it says this, in verses 4 through 5. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Is that good? All right. I'm going to read you a quote here by a lady named Jessica Shaver. Jessica Shaver, listen to this. Thanking God, okay. This is what it says. I'm a Christian, but sometimes I forget to thank God for the things that have not happened. I'm grateful for the accidents I was not involved in, the illnesses that never developed, and the times I could have been mugged but was not. I'm thankful that my house didn't burn down when I left the iron on for 5 hours. I'm thankful that when we left the garage door open all night, nothing was taken. Sometimes I forget to thank God for electricity, but this Thanksgiving, I'll make a point of it. I'm also thankful for indoor plumbing and aesthetics. Ever since my daughter nearly sheared her fingertip in the bathroom door, I'm thankful for every uneventful day. I'm thankful for my small son's paraphrase of Psalm 100. Enter into his gates on Thanksgiving. I'm glad I have someone to thank. How many here are thankful that the hurricane that hit the east did not hit us? That's awesome, isn't it? We got to pray for those people. We got to try to help them if we could. But let's start thinking about a thing a day that we can give God thanks about. Remember, what you do on a consistent basis becomes a habit. It becomes an attitude. If you start thinking about one or two things a day that you're thankful to God about, speak it to Him. Say, God, I thank you for life. God, I thank you for the gift of eternal life. God, I thank you for friends. God, I thank you for the shelter. And you do that day in and day out. Guess what? Any attitude or sin of ingratitude is going to be removed out of your life. Is that good news? All right, thanking God. Now, it's easy to give God thanks when all is going well, right? When we have a beautiful day like we had today, it's easy to give God thanks, right? It was a beautiful day. How many would agree? Mid-60s, upper-60s, sunny, gorgeous. You know, things are going well in your life. You're making money. You're being fed. It's easy to give God thanks when all is going well, right? But it's not as easy to give Him thanks when the going gets tough. How many would agree? When things are going really tough in your life, when you're in that valley situation, it's harder to give God thanks. But guess what? It's even when we're in the low times that we need to give God thanks for keeping us even alive. That making sense? Now, how many know Jonah in the Old Testament? Jonah. How many know about Jonah in the Old Testament? Jonah. What did God tell Jonah in Jonah chapter 1? God said, Jonah, I'm wanting you to go to Nineveh to preach to that nation repentance because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran from God in rebellion and he went the opposite direction towards Tarshish. He boarded a ship and a storm arose and the sailors cast lots to see why the storm arose. And the fault fell on Jonah. So they threw him overboard. Now it says that God prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah in Jonah chapter 2. So he's in the belly of a whale. How many remember the story, the account in the Old Testament? All right, so he's in the belly of this whale. I mean, he must have been sweating. It's got to be, you know, smelly in there. Seaweed all around him. He's just sweating in the belly of this whale. He's in a really low point in his life. But in the midst of his tribulation, in the midst of his valley, in the midst of his belly of the whale experience, what does Jonah do? Jonah 2, verse 9, it says this, "But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land." In the middle of his really hard situation, in the middle of his challenge, he was singing songs of thanksgiving to the Almighty God. And God commanded the fish, and it spit Jonah onto dry land. Now, I'm here to tell you tonight that if you start giving God thanks, even when the going gets tough, it shows deep faith in God. You know, thanking Him in the tough times tells God that you know, that you know, that you know that He is going to deliver you. Let me say it again here tonight. Thanking God in the tough times is communicating to the Almighty God that you know by faith, that you know, that you know, that you know, deep down on the inside, that God is going to rescue you. Thanksgiving in the midst of your tribulation is the key that unlocks the door to your deliverance, friends. It was for Jonah. Think about it. He was in the midst of the belly of the whale. The man was close to death. He was frustrated, claustrophobic, I bet. And in the middle of that, he's giving thanks and praise to the Almighty God. And it was that thanks and praise that unlocked the door to his deliverance. I don't know what you're going through tonight, friends. Maybe a lack of finances. But start thanking God. God, I thank you that even though I don't see finances right now, God, I thank you that you have got a job awaiting me. Start thanking God in the midst of your hardship. You might be sick in your body right now. Maybe you've gotten a bad medical diagnosis. Start thanking God in the middle of that diagnosis. God, they've diagnosed me with cancer, but God, I thank you that you are the healer, that Jesus took my sicknesses upon himself on Calvary 2,000 years ago. Start thanking him in the midst of the bad report. And I'm here to tell you tonight that if you do that, it shows deep faith in God. He is going to turn it around in your life. Is that making sense here tonight? Is that good news? It may be really tough for you right now. Maybe you're stuck in the cave of depression here tonight. So low, you don't want to deal with people. You don't want to eat. You don't want to wake up in the morning. Start praising God in the middle of your depression. God, I'm depressed. I feel down. I feel so low that I could do a push-up under a penny. God, I feel so depressed. Start praising Him in the midst of it. And I'm telling you, you're going to start soaring like an eagle with the Almighty God. He is going to turn your sorrow into joy. Is that good news? God is going to do it for you, friends. And I'm here to tell you tonight, when you thank God in the tough times, it actually strengthens your faith in Him. It strengthens your relationship with Him. Now, one more story here. One more account from the speaker's quote book. And it says this. It's an account of a missionary who was going through depression. Bear with me for just a second. All right. A missionary in China was living a defeated life. Everything seemed to be touched with sadness. And although he prayed for months for victory over depression and discouragement, his condition remained the same. He finally determined to leave his work and go to an interior station where he could pray and seek victory over his morbid state. When he reached the new place, he was entertained in the home of a fellow missionary. The first thing he saw on the wall was a motto which read, "Try Thanksgiving." The words gripped his heart and he thought within himself, "Have I been praying all this time and not praising?" He stopped and began to give thanks, and immediately his heart was uplifted. That's awesome, isn't it? If God can do it for this missionary in China, God can do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he can do for another. So guys, I don't know what you're going through tonight. You may be going through some really tough stuff. Start praising God in the midst of it, and he is going to uplift your saddened heart. Your miracle is on the horizon. It's right around the corner in your life. Be it financial, emotional, healing, relational, whatever miracle you need is around the corner in your life. Just start thanking and praising God when it gets really tough in your life. And God is sure to turn it around. Amen? So how do we replace an attitude of ingratitude? By doing what? Practicing gratitude on a daily basis, towards others and towards the Almighty God, ultimately, right? So really, think about it this way. We're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving here this month. Instead of Thanksgiving, we want to make it what? Think of it this way. Thanksgiving, we want to make it thanks living. Living consistently, daily, with an attitude of thanks towards God. Amen?